You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning.
Good morning and happy Turkey Day. And
yes, I didn't actually even know it was Thanksgiving Day today.
And
you were talking about all the wacky foods that...
Yep, Thanksgiving
classic
foods.
Yeah.
And some of them you can get now in New Zealand. They have like cranberry with your turkey or marshmallows with your sweet potatoes.
Which is the most... grossest thing I've ever heard.
And I think all Americans are gearing up for a big awkward Thanksgiving. A lot of them, I guess, are it's because of the election. But for me personally, it's because of like the whole Dakota Access pipeline going on. And then Thanksgiving is such a weird, I guess it's sort of like Waitangi Day. You know, it's got all this horrible sort of colonial history to it.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, it's just awkward all around. But, yeah, so for like the third generation of my family, the kids here, they enjoy us having it to sort of have the American food. But, yeah, it's an awkward time all around, I think, being an American. And actually it probably works with today's show because we're doing an awkward... sort of segment. So when I did Florida, months and months ago, I don't even know if it was last year, we ended up doing it in Miami because it's a very Latino and gay community. And we ended up with like reggaeton and Gloria Estefan and very Latin music. And it looked like there was a huge sort of break between North Florida, which is what we're doing today, mostly Jacksonville, Florida. And completely different music and very, very white. And I think those people that sort of tried to follow the American election sort of know that Florida's this weird double place with like a really integrated, you know, immigrant community in the South and then a very sort of white Southern community in the north of it. Mm-hmm. And I think people were even posting memes of Bugs Bunny sort of sawing Florida off. And and there's always jokes about Florida crime and weird crimes and gators eating children. And so Florida's got this really weird reputation. But so musically, we're going to be very white boy rock today, and it's going to reflect this Northern Florida. And I guess the big genre that that Florida sort of added to sort of the American music scene is what people call Southern rock.
Okay.
And so these were guys that, you know, tried to really assert being Southern and being from the South, you know, which is originally where rock music came from anyway. And so, so this like first band we're going to play, the Allman Brothers, were sort of iconic of the Southern rock, but they actually hated the name of the genre because they did realize it was associated with like Confederate flags and racism. So it's also problematic to try to have a Southern identity without it also being connected to some of the negative aspects. But, you know, Allman Brothers, you know, really important musically into the history of rock, and anyone that, you know, likes their sort of 70s rock will know that they're a really important, respected band.
Let's have a listen.
I got to run.
It's kind of like an Eagles sound to that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what the Eagles were trying to capture. Even though they were like studio musicians from California, this is that sound. And I guess, you can sort of feel like you want to drive. You want to drive with the top down, you know, through the countryside. So apparently they also were sort of responsible for sort of being a part of what we call now jam bands, you know, where you can, where you, when you go live, it's not just the 3-minute songs, it's long jams, and people really, you know, want to hear the guitarist. In fact, this band had like 2 lead guitarists, so you got double solos.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and that's a big thing. Jam bands are really popular in America, you know, and people follow them and go to hear them. And then what's even sort of weirder is they had a really sort of sad story with, because it was based on a group of brothers, with one of the brothers dying, you know, sort of young, you know, before the, you know, band, you know, got to where it was supposed to be. And then the second track we're going to play is another North Florida Southern music, Southern rock band, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And they also had many, some members of their band die in a plane crash around the same time. You know, you sort of rock, you get these tragic...
There's a lot of plane crashes as well.
Yeah.
Musicians.
Yeah, you get these real tragic stories. So Lynyrd Skynyrd are very also famous for the Southern rock. I mean, the sort of Freebird and Sweet Home Alabama, you know, just that sound. And so they're from this, from Jacksonville, Florida. So they're from this North Florida, this weird sort of mixture of sort of Americana, where, you know, that Florida is having that sort of odd thing. So let's listen to more Southern rock, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Whiskey bottles.
There you go.
And brand new cars.
And I think a black t-shirt with a black leather vest.
Yeah.
Don't you think? And a cowboy hat, possibly. Everyone in West Auckland this morning is going, yeah. I can tell you, I've lived in Henderson, and yeah, this music is alive.
Yeah.
And well, and yeah, I guess it does speak to a certain disaffected white man. And, you know, and we saw that in the American election, you know, the sort of white identity is in sort of a crisis and trying to find itself without being a complete tool racist, you know, and trying to. One interesting quote from the Allman Brothers Band is the other reason they hated the word Southern rock is because they felt it was like saying rock, because rock originally did come from the South. And so, but you can hear the strong country sort of influences that they have in it. And I guess you can imagine being young people growing up in both traditions, both musical traditions, and then sort of blending that in the music that you create. And so who we're not going to play today, though, from North Florida, so weird, is the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Right.
Isn't that weird? So I told you, Florida is weird.
Yeah.
Such a odd mixture.
Man, take me back.
So also Limp Bizkit, we're not playing them either. But, you know, this again, this North Florida sort of whiteness, I feel like, is merging. But the next artist we'll play, he sort of started a Southern rock, but he's also become just, you know, sort of a really interesting musician in himself, and that's Tom Petty. And so he's had lots of incarnations with his band, with the Traveling Wilburys, you know, solo artist. So, you know, a really great musician, like the Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lots of men.
Yeah, this is, we're doing White Boy Florida.
Jesus.
I'm surprised they're not talking about gators.
Were there any female artists around this time within Northern Florida that were
not on any of my list of, like, you know, top, like, you know, another band we're not playing today, Creed.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, so obviously they weren't very good at sort of celebrating their female artists.
Jesus.
Confederate flags, bro.
Shall we have a listen to some Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
Back in your memory, a little bell might ring about a time that once existed when money wasn't king. If you stretch your imagination, I'll tell you all a tale about a time when everything wasn't up for sale. There was this cat named Johnny who loved to play and sing when money wasn't king. We'd all get so excited when John would give a show. We'd raise the cash between us and down the road we'd go.
I'm still waiting for some woman.
That's not going to happen today. But I mean, these are all really iconic artists that we played, and even the ones we're not playing, you know, have still managed to make it big, which is an interesting thing that's always come up on the show, you know, that there's pockets of America that do manage to somehow make it into the mainstream and sort of reflect what's going on in their town and their area, and that sort of diversity of this big, weird country. And that people in different pockets might have different life experiences and sort of expressing that in music. I mean, even I was looking for some hip hop.
Nothing.
a lot in Miami and South Florida. That's where you get Flo Rida. Remember, I think we played him when it was the South. But yeah, this is this sort of more what you would equate with white Southern. And Florida is such an interesting place geographically with the swamps and...
Yeah, it's pretty weird, eh?
Yeah, very different. It's almost like a different sort of planet, some of the areas of it. And you know, Native American tribes that are from there, again, they're different than all the other ones because of different landscapes and so different sorts of agriculture and different costuming and stuff. And so, you know, I guess different animals, too, having, like, gators.
Yeah.
I've actually tried it. They eat it there.
Whoa.
To say beef.
Whoa.
And it's one of those animals you don't feel that bad about eating.
Right.
Not like those poor dumb turkeys.
Oh.
So now the next track, Whole Wheat Bread, I don't know them. And they are more recent because we've been playing sort of more 70s music. But so they're a punk band. So in 2003 they started. So this might offer something different than this or the sort of southern rock sound.
A little bit of strings at the beginning.
Go get your guns, go get your knives, go have some fun, go take a life, cause it is necessary. When they come, you watch them try to flee and run, but they'll all die, cause it is necessary. When it's done, look in my eyes and give me one good reason why you think it's necessary. Maybe some deserve the stride, but we are none to go decide if it is necessary. Red guns are firing, red, fire red, red guns are firing, red, bombs
away. Alrighty, so that's...
So this is a bit different. That's more alternative.
Whole Wheat Bread.
Yeah, I was looking for hip hop, and I mean, obviously, there's a bit of rap on that, but they call themselves a punk band.
And they're white.
I think one of the guys is black in the band.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah, some black people in Florida managing
a bit of diversity
high.
There, just a touch.
But yeah, so you know, Southern Rock this weekend. You know, get your black leather vest on, and your whiskey,
and your whiskey, and your whiskey. Cocaine, and. And your brand new car.
Yeah, you can hear, you know, sort of Kid Rock and other people sort of, you know, emerging from that sound. And, you know, it's a really complicated aspect of American identity.
Yeah.
We want to get all academic.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kirsten, for popping in this morning. It's actually been really interesting. A little bit sad at the same time, but, you know.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Go there.
Yeah.
Oh, Orlando, Disneyland, you know.
Are things getting more, like, diverse, though?
Well, I think, you know, Florida's always been weird in the elections, and I think, you know, this last election was... Remember, this is where Al Gore lost, and yeah. It was Jeb Bush's area. So, no, I think things are coming to a head, actually, at the moment, with sort of diverse opinions and diverse folks. Miami's so gay, and then you have, you know, very sort of straight, more Christian in the North Florida area. Mm.
Gosh.
That's problematic.
Hey, well, have a good Thanksgiving with your family.
Okay.
And we'll see you next week. Cool.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.